Things seem pretty normal at Juno's downtown library. It seems a little busier than I would expect on a sunny Sunday afternoon, but a lot of people are here to do what I'm here to do, stock up on books for while we're stuck at home. But first...
All right, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to go wash our hands.
I've got my 2-year-old with me, and he's the first one to notice that something's a little bit different.
It's so good.
What was here before?
The
fox is gone.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually a pile of giant stuffed animals in the story time corner. We ask librarian Kathy Ward what happened to them. She says they had to put them all away.
Because they're very difficult to clean and they get a lot of use. And so we're going to do what we can to clean them, and then when this all dies down, they'll be back out for people to play with.
Yeah. I really miss that red fox.
I'm going to miss the snake. Snake's been my pal for 20 years, so.
Ward says that everyone can hang on to their books until the library reopens, regardless of due dates, and there are no fines while they're closed. Also, they won't cancel anyone's holds that were placed before the closure. Patrons can pick those up when the library opens again. And library staff will still be working during the closure, so you can still call or email a librarian and get a thoughtfully researched answer. It's the adults that are making it feel busy here. For instance, all of the library's public computers are being used. But for the kids, it really feels like business as usual. 7-year-old Zoe is already starting to read a few pages from her very tall stack of books. And my son, who doesn't quite understand social distancing yet, wants to know what she's reading.
What's this book?
It's about a monster who lived under a deck, but now is living with a family of humans.
Her mom, Taryn Bliss, works in public health and is happy to roll with the punches while things slow down in Juneau.
You know, I think we all have a responsibility to our community and to, you know, our high-risk populations and to our healthcare system to do what we can. And sometimes that means just pressing pause, you know.
8-year-old Leo is checking out a multi-disc set of audio Dr. Seuss books, and his bag is full of Lego books, which I assume is prep for school being closed.
What are you going to do when school's closed?
Well, we're homeschooled, so we have school every day.
Oh, so it's not different for you?
No.
Turns out that's how many books he always checks out. It's good to know that life feels totally normal to someone. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.